from WIPR.
This is More Than Words, where we have the mic
and tell stories of our Baltimore,
our streets,
our schools,
our lives,
our future.
Here's one of the series editors, Jamila Kremple, to tell us more about today's episode.
When we started thinking about the topic of his first story, Xavier, a Frederick Douglass High School student, knew immediately that he wanted to focus on gun violence. And while we didn't originally plan for this episode to air on Valentine's Day, we are reminded that violence doesn't take a break. Here's Xavier.
I once had a buddy named G. We used to skateboard all the time. I gave him his first board and taught him tricks. I rode a DGK board that had hollow thunder trucks, Spitfire wheels, red bearings with grizzly grip. And G, he had a used old crystal board. I love that feeling of adrenaline that pulsed through my veins when I skated. Even when I fell off my board, I just got back up and tried again. G used to come to my house and ask me if I could teach him more tricks. I would teach him the basics, how to kick, push, ollie. An ollie is when you bend down and pop up with the board as you jump. He tried but couldn't land it because his posture wasn't right yet. He wanted to pay me for teaching him, but I would never take his money. We loved playing video games on PS3. Super Smash Bros. And UFC were our favorites. He introduced me to Battle Royale All-Stars. I won every game. On January 17th, 2016, I texted G. "When you trying to hang, son?" He wrote back, "Probably tomorrow, FR. FR means for real. On January 18th, I wrote, "Whoa." That was my last text to him. On February 21st, 2016, Gerald Hill Jr., was shot and killed. He was 22. I found out from his girlfriend almost a month later. I was skateboarding home when I saw her walking with her niece. I skated over to her and gave her a hug. She said,
"Did you hear about G?"
She burst out crying and said,
"Xavier, he's dead."
At that moment, it felt like my body had shut down. I was hoping that what she was telling me was a lie. She and G were walking in Wallbrook Junction in West Baltimore. She heard gunshots behind them. She took off running. She didn't notice that G wasn't beside her. When she finally turned around, she saw him lying on the ground with a guy standing over his body. G was shot 6 times. He was one of the 103 black men, ages 18 through 25, killed by guns in 2016. It was hard for me to cry because stuff like this happens every single day, and crying is pointless. It's like I've become accustomed to the deaths and screams around me. I think one of the reasons why gun violence is so rampant these days is because it's so easy to get a gun. Everyone in the hood knows where they are. I live over west. All I would have to do was go down the street. Some people would sell you a gun for $50. And if you don't have $50, no problem. A lot of people just hold someone else's. So what makes them pull the trigger? Fear? Jealousy? Power? Anger? Money? Social media? And there are those that I call just because people. I think if individuals weren't so quick to pick up a gun, they would actually say how they felt instead of pulling a trigger. Residents wouldn't have to live in fear. Less guns, less violence, more hope, more love. I was asked what I thought could prevent the violence. I struggled to answer. I'm afraid if things continue as they are or get worse, people are just gonna give up or leave the city. I'm worried about today, and I'm worried about the future, but worrying It's like suffering twice. I believe that Baltimore can change, and I pray for the city, for the people, for justice, equality, peace.
That was Xavier, a student at Frederick Douglass High School and producer for More Than Words.
Xavier, Miles, Danera, and Chanel report the show.
Jonah McCone and Jamila Krimple edit and produce More Than Words.
Thanks to Dr. Patterson and Ms. Young from Frederick Douglass High School and Western High School student Michaela Cox for lending her voice to this episode.
This special series is supported by grant funding from the Philip and Beryl Sachs Family Foundation. To learn more about this series and to hear other students' stories, visit wypr.org/morethanwords.
In next Tuesday's episode, a student teaches us about what life is like as a gender nonconforming young person. I'm Sheila Cass. Thanks for listening to On the Record. Join us tomorrow. Zoom, 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 zoom.